This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, April 5th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
SPINRAZA has been approved in China for the treatment of SMA. The approval was done by China's National Medical Product Administration, or NMPA. Marketed by Biogen and increasingly available worldwide, SPINRAZA is the first approved SMA treatment in China. SMA is a disease that results in progressively debilitating muscle weakness. The news marks a pivotal moment for China's efforts to expand access to medical treatments, particularly for rare diseases such as SMA. The therapy is specifically indicated to treat 5q SMA, which represents roughly 95% of all SMA cases. Michel Vounatsos is Biogen's CEO. He commends China's regulatory authorities for their expedited review and approval of SPINRAZA. SMA is the most common genetic cause of infant mortality and a major cause of disability in adults. He said they are working diligently with the government agencies, patient groups, and physicians. They all have an incredible sense of urgency to expand access to a broad group of patients in China. The approval was based on the largest set of clinical data available on the disease. This included more than 300 patients with infantile and more advanced SMA. An ongoing global phase 2 clinical trial, called NURTURE, showed groundbreaking effectiveness in pre-symptomatic patients up to 6 weeks old. Evidence demonstrated that early treatment of such infants progressively helped their motor function. Results from a phase 3 trial, called ENDEAR, also showed that those treated with SPINRAZA had improvements in achieving motor milestones. This was compared with untreated study participants. Yi Wang is head of the National Rare Diseases Group of Chinese Pediatric Society. They said this improvement provides new hope to the community where there were previously no approved treatments. As the first approved therapy for SMA in China, SPINRAZA is a breakthrough within the rare disease space. The clinical treatment for SMA is entering a new historic stage. Last May, the China National Health Commission added SMA to the country's first list of rare diseases. This list was created to aid in the diagnosis and treatment of rare disorders. 2 months later, the NMPA announced that new treatments would be assessed through a priority review process. Evaluations had been previously limited to clinical trials and research conducted within China. The NMPA is responsible for creating and supervising the implementation of policies, plans, and standards governing the quality of drugs, cosmetics, and medical devices in China. In September, the NMPA accepted SPINRAZA for priority review as a clinically urgent new treatment. It had already been approved for nearly all types of SMA by many countries, including the US, across the European Union, Australia, Brazil, Japan, Switzerland, South Korea, Canada, and Chile. Currently, it is under review in Britain, and in Scotland, they will start covering it in April for a low or no cost. This is, of course, while they continue to collect more information on its effectiveness. According to Biogen, by the end of last year, more than 6,600 patients were being treated with SPINRAZA around the world. SMA affects up to 1 in 10,000 births. It's caused by a mutation in the SMN1 gene. In healthy individuals, this gene produces a protein called SMN, which is critical to the function of nerves that control muscles. Without sufficient levels of SMN protein, motor neurons in the spinal cord are lost, and muscles are prevented from receiving brain signals. Another closely related gene, SMN2, is not believed to be affected in SMA, but it does not create enough functional SMN protein on its own. By targeting the SMN2 gene, SPINRAZA is able to produce more full-length SMN proteins.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Editor, Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
The following is a book review I wrote that was originally published on SMANewsToday.com on January 9th, 2018. You can also find this review in the SMA News Today forums in the Disability in Media forum. If and when the subject of disability and dating arises in popular media, it tends to be oversimplified and filled with gross sentimentality. Films such as the 2016 romantic drama Me Before You, which is based on the novel of the same name, portray the disabled character as a person of pity, who then relies on their able-bodied lover to come to their rescue. Rarely is this kind of relationship portrayed with the kind of nuance and realism that people with disabilities yearn to see in books and in films. Author Ben Matlin recognizes these stereotypes, and in his newest book, In Sickness and in Health, Love, Disability, and a Quest to Understand the Perils and Pleasures of Interabled Romance, he challenges them at every turn. Matlin is a Los Angeles-based writer with SMA Type 2, and he writes frequently about how his disability has impacted his life and his family. Yet whereas his first book, Miracle Boy Grows Up, How the Disability Rights Revolution Saved My Sanity, is a straightforward memoir, In Sickness and in Health is a series of essays about different interabled couples Matlin has encountered in his life. With each couple discussed in this book, one partner has some kind of physical disability and one does not. Structurally, the book is divided into four main sections. The first part explores the general stereotypes and perceptions people have about interabled romances. Matlin opens with an essay about him and his wife, Mary Lois, who he has been married to for 26 years and has two daughters with. Early on, he writes about how they keep their wedding portrait framed in the center of their living room, which clearly shows Matlin in his wheelchair and lets people know that he didn't become disabled later on after getting married. He's lived with a disability his entire life, and he wants to let the world know that this was never a problem for his wife. Also in this section is an essay about SMA blogger Shane Burkaw and his girlfriend Hannah Alward. Here, Matlin writes about Burkaw and Alward meeting online. Alward is one of many who discovered Burkaw's blog and nonprofit and reached out to him as a result. How their relationship has evolved, and an overview of Burkaw's past relationships and what he took away from each. Yet while both of these couples consist of a male partner who has SMA, many of the others discussed in this book are vastly different. One is about a military man who came home to his wife with severe PTSD and how their lives became dramatically different after this man's diagnosis. Another is about a woman named Rachel Friedman who became paralyzed at her own bachelorette party when her friend playfully pushed her into a swimming pool and she suffered a severe spinal injury. Though she was forced to delay her wedding, she and her now husband Chris remained together, and their story has since acquired national attention. The book's latter sections feature essays about interabled couples who have been together the longest, and how they've managed the personal struggles of dealing with a disability, as well as the financial and logistical challenges. Some of these couples are ones Matlin met through various disability advocacy groups over the years, and in each case he wants to know the specifics of how they navigate their daily lives. He's unsatisfied with cliche answers like, our love holds us together, and wants each couple to be honest about their weaknesses and anxieties, as well as their strengths. The book's greatest strength is its sincerity as it uses both humor and human drama to drive the narrative. In every essay here, Matlin never sugarcoats the material, and goes into detail about topics like sex, emotional intimacy, being both a romantic partner and a caregiver, and dealing with stigmas about dating someone with a disability. Even when discussing how he and other disabled individuals can sometimes feel inadequate when compared to their able-bodied partners, he still avoids the kind of pity pandering seen in other media portrayals of disability. In Sickness and in Health is one of the most refined and accurate pieces of literature that explores the intricacies of being in an interabled relationship. Matlin's prose is swift and alluring as he reflects on each couple he encounters and their stories. A fine companion to Miracle Boy Grows Up, this book has the potential to not only encourage other disabled individuals to not be afraid to seek love, but it might also challenge societal perceptions about disability and romance. For more on this discussion, be sure to register for the SMA News Today forums. I'm Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.